you think of an animal that runs up trees?
A squirrel, don't you?
Don't think, well, if you can just put it down the chair, it'll be fine. Are there different varieties of squirrels?
They are, but the only ones we have, yeah, well, yeah, it's, we had a gray squirrel, that's the one, bushy one, that runs up the tree, and then you got flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm. That's a little one, aren't they? The flying squirrel.
No, flying squirrel's pretty good size, too, yeah. Make more noise, I catch them up in the attic, can, boy, I can get a lot of flying corn.
And what was the other little thing you mentioned?
Chipmunk. Okay. Ground squirrel, he's known locally.
Okay. What's the thing that has two shells and there might be a pearl inside?
Come on, an oyster or a clam.
What's a little animal that lives near the water and makes a croaking sound?
I can come out a frog, but sometimes he makes a big sound.
Yes, he does. What's a small green one that makes a chirping noise?
Well, we call that a tree frog, yeah.
Okay. What's something similar that people say will give you warts?
Toad.
Okay. A person going fishing might dig some...
bait.
What's a large earthworm called? Do you have a...
Do you know
the names of some of the different kinds of worms that people fish with in Albert County?
Well, the ones they dig out of the ground is a common earthworm, and then some of them use a grub from, we call it a grub worm, that's one stage of the June bug.
Uh-huh.
And then there's quite a neighborback pine here, raises them and sells them. Catawba worms, they grow on trees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about the fishing game, but I know that much of it.
What's an animal that lives near the water and can pull its feet and its head into its shell?
A turtle, I guess you're talking about.
And what do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Parakeet.
What flies around a candle? What insect?
Oh, every known variety.
Huh?
Every known variety.
Well, this particular thing I'm talking about has sort of filmy, sort of powdery wings.
Well, there, you're talking about a moth or a candle fly, we call them.
Okay. And let's see, what's the plural of moth?
Moths, I guess.
What insect flashes light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bugs. You know, locally they call them fireflies.
Okay. What's a long, slender insect that flies around lakes or ponds?
We call them snake doctors. They have dragonflies.
Do you know why they call snake doctors?
No, I don't.
It would be interesting to look into sometime. Yeah. What are some flying insects that sting?
Second oldest brother one time, he's a little fella, he's writing a composition about bees. He said, there are many kinds of bees, some of them are wasps. So you got your bees and your wasps and your hornets and yellow jackets.
What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet and a yellow jacket? They're all different, aren't they?
Their firepower is quite different.
Oh, isn't it?
A hornet, he's a hot number.
Uh-huh. And then what's next after him?
Well, I would guess there's various wasps, there's a good many of them. Some few of them don't stink, but I don't think none of them. Bumblebee is pretty hot himself.
Well, what about a yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket is smaller than your hornet and smaller than a regular wasp. He's pretty hot.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't really want to mess with any of them?
No, I once upon a time got stuck in the woods right over one of the legs of the hole in the thing, some of them were on the bridge's leg, and that wasn't any fun much.
Well, now, what were they that lived in a tree?
They were in the ground.
Oh, they lived in the ground, so those yellow jackets lived in the ground?
Yeah, ordinarily they do, though I made a picture a few years ago of a great big yellow jacket nest up in a house, in a room.
Uh-huh.
But ordinarily they live underground.
Well, now, what about hornets and wasps? What do their nests look like?
You don't know a hornet's nest?
Well, I do, but I want you to describe it.
Well, that'd be hard for me to do. It's